In this upcoming session of devotionary, we'll be studying Paul's first letter to Timothy. This letter is what is commonly referred to as a pastoral epistle, and it's one of those that was written by Paul to young pastors. Paul's intent was to provide these young men with insight and wisdom into the daily responsibilities of their role, and to discuss practical issues regarding the church, such as how to handle church discipline. The church was rapidly growing, and as Paul was dedicated and determined to continue his missionary journeys, he knew he had to provide the fledgling churches he had helped to launch with godly leadership. There were many issues confronting these new congregations. Many, if not most, of their members were former Gentile pagans who had brought all their religious baggage with them into their new faith with Christ. The church was a melting pot of rich and poor, Gentile and Jew, slave and free, educated and uneducated. In this letter to his young protege, Paul will provide both words of encouragement and warning. He'll give young Timothy instructions on how the household of God was to conduct itself in the midst of a dark and dangerous world. He was also going to prepare Timothy to stand up to those who would oppose his leadership or stand against the gospel of Jesus Christ. He will provide warnings against false teachers propagating false gospels. Paul will give Timothy precise characteristics to look for in both elders and deacons. He was to surround himself with godly, trustworthy men and then pour his life into them. This letter is first and foremost practical before it's theological. Unlike Paul's letter to the Romans, the letter of 1 Timothy will not delve into deep theological or doctrinal waters. Instead, it will provide Monday morning relevant insights into faith, salvation, good works, church government, the end times, and prayer. As you listen to each episode, let me encourage you to read the accompanying passage. My goal is to provide simple yet helpful insights into the text and an encouragement to apply what we hear to our lives. I hope you enjoy it. The purpose of my instruction is that all believers would be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a genuine faith. 1 Timothy 1, verse 5, the New Living Translation. Timothy was Paul's disciple. He had evidently been led to the Lord by Paul during one of Paul's missionary journeys to Lystra. During Paul's second missionary journey, Timothy accompanied him to the cities of Troas, Philippi, Berea, Thessalonica, Athens, and Corinth. Timothy was a part of Paul's third missionary journey to the city of Ephesus and was sent by Paul to minister on his own in the region of Macedonia. This young man also made it to Rome while Paul was there under house arrest. He was well-traveled and well-respected by Paul, having earned the apostle's trust. Paul had sent him to the city of Ephesus where Timothy was ministering when he received this first letter from Paul. Paul had sent him to the city of Ephesus, where Timothy was ministering, when he received this first letter from Paul. Timothy had evidently written Paul, sharing his desire to return to his side and accompany him in his ministry. But Paul was going to break the news to Timothy that he was needed right where he was. In fact, verse 3 tells us that when Paul and Timothy went to Ephesus on that third missionary journey, Paul went on to Macedonia, leaving Timothy behind with a job to do. When I left for Macedonia, I urge you to stay there in Ephesus and stop those whose teaching is contrary to the truth. By this time in the story of the spread of the gospel, there were churches all over that area of the world. The good news was spreading fast, and people were coming to faith in Christ at an incredible rate. The problem was that there were not enough men equipped to minister to the large numbers of churches springing up. There were infant believers everywhere, and no one to lead and feed them. Paul was limited. Much of his time had been spent in prison or under house arrest. He couldn't be everywhere at once. There were no seminaries churning out pastors and teachers. There were no schools raising up and equipping elders for the local churches. But there seemed to be no shortage of false teachers and ill-informed individuals with potentially destructive viewpoints on a wide range of topics. So Paul turned to Timothy. Yes, he was young. He was inexperienced, but he was needed. Knowing that this young man was probably feeling a bit overwhelmed by the task at hand, Paul reminded him what the true purpose of all biblical instruction should be about. The purpose of my instruction is that all believers would be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith. 1 Timothy 1 verse 5. Paul's letters to Timothy have less to do with the teaching of doctrine than the defense of it. The content is practical, not theological. Paul wants Timothy to know how to encourage the believers in Ephesus toward true life change, marked by love that manifests itself in daily life. Paul is looking for practical expressions of love. He knows that there are three things that will prevent that from happening in any believer's life: an impure heart, a conscience that is burdened by shame, and a lack of trust in God. This is basic stuff. It trumps a head full of theology and doctrine every time. But Paul warns Timothy, some people have missed this whole point. They have turned away from these things and spend their time in meaningless discussions. 1 Timothy 1 verse 6. Somewhere along the way, they had become obsessed with things that were not resulting in increased faith and love. Debating had replaced serving. Controversy had become more popular than showing mercy and expressing love to one another. Paul had warned the elders in Ephesus, some men from your own group will rise up and distort the truth in order to draw a following. Acts 20 verse 30. These false teachers, like vicious wolves, will come in among you after I leave, not sparing the flock. Acts 20, 29. The main problem seems to have revolved around incorrect teaching regarding the law of Moses. There were those presenting their interpretations of the law and its application to the lives of believers, and their instructions were wreaking havoc on the health of the church. Their focus was not on increasing the love and faith of the people of God, but on being seen as experts on the topic at hand. Paul tells Timothy, they want to be known as teachers of the law of Moses, but they don't know what they're talking about, even though they speak so confidently. 1 Timothy 1 verse 7. These individuals were cocky and confident, assured that their view was the right one, and all of this discussion and debating was causing confusion and conflict within the church. Paul reminds Timothy that love should be the primary motivation for any teacher of the Word of God. Teaching that does not edify and instruction that does not increase faith is misapplied and misses the point. Debating doctrine is useless if it does not ultimately foster more love for God and others. If it does not produce increased devotion to and dependence on God, it is a waste of time. Which is why the church at Ephesus needed Timothy. And the church today needs men and women who understand that increasing the love and faith of the people of God are the primary responsibility of those who would teach the Word of God. Knowledge alone is not enough. It produces pride. Doctrine by itself is insufficient. It can become sterile and little more than head knowledge. Theology, even that which is sound and biblically based, is incomplete if it does not result in more love and greater faith. Father, the church is still in need of those who will take seriously the teaching of your word. But we need to understand that our motivation needs to be the same as that of Paul. We want to help those who teach have hearts free from impurity, consciences free from disabling shame, and genuine faith in you. That way, their lives will reflect true love for you and others, and a growing faith in you. Amen.